Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
This recording of our Entrepreneur A to Z podcast series takes us into the K's. And our phrase is knowledge workers. And I'm super excited to talk about this because it lets me bridge the topic of STEM. A lot of you know that I'm a big STEM advocate, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And you'll see here in just a few minutes as I start getting into the topic how STEM is associated and aligned with entrepreneurship and innovation. So let's start. Let's break down. What is a knowledge worker? So in different industries, different fields, people, different skill sets are needed. Sometimes it's physical labor, sometimes it's such as we're talking about things like factory or in this, there's both physical and hospitality that is needed in the service industry. There's different skill sets. Well, knowledge worker, like it kind of sounds, what you're actually being paid for is your brain power, your ability to reason and think and to analyze and to evaluate. So let me read just kind of a general definition. A knowledge worker is an individual whose primary role involves working with or manipulating information, knowledge, or data as a fundamental aspect of their job. Technology, for example, is information technology. IT is what it really represents. Information is which when you take raw data and you analyze it in such a way that it becomes information. Information is necessary for all businesses because it helps and aids with decision making. And making the right decisions at the right time is so important. That's what strategy is all about. And small businesses, above all, and entrepreneurs have to be able to make decision, quick decisions. We talked about taking risk. So let me read a little bit more about knowledge workers are typically employed in roles that require intellectual capabilities, problem-solving skills, and expertise in a specific domain. Their tasks often revolve around creating, analyzing, or disseminating knowledge and information. Examples of knowledge workers include workers in various fields such as scientists, researchers, software developers, data analysts, engineers, doctors, lawyers, educators, writers, and many others who rely on their specialized knowledge and skills to perform their work effectively. If you didn't hear it, embedded in there was science, technology, also referred to software developers or data analysts, engineering, and let's include all of the fields under the math umbrella, such as accounting and bookkeeping. So when we're talking about knowledge workers, we're talking about those people that fall under that STEM umbrella. They have the knowledge and skills to perform their work effectively. And foremost, in the modern economy, knowledge workers play a vital role as organizations and small businesses, entrepreneurs especially, increasingly rely on the creation and utilization of knowledge to drive innovation, productivity, and the competitive advantage. Now, the final thing that I just want to say about this, you yourself have to wear many hats in your business as an entrepreneur. So from time to time, you are having to be that data analyst and that bookkeeper and even engineering, coming up with ideas. But you also know that you may have some limitations in those areas. Maybe you're more of that right brain person versus left brain. STEM comes out of that, the left brain, the logical side of our brain. Right brain is more the creative, the artistic. If you know your limitations, then what that means is you have to seek out knowledge workers. And most importantly, know that pay them for their skill set. You get what you pay for. Don't shortchange knowledge workers because they're not necessarily what most of what they're bringing to the table is what's in their head. If they're good at what they do, if they're professionals, if they're certified, then pay them what they're worth. You get what you paid for. And that's the most important thing, is recognizing those knowledge workers, especially, like I said, if you're more right brain, which a lot of entrepreneurs are because they're creative and innovative, like the hands-on, the production piece. And what happens is the items that require the knowledge worker side of things get neglected. And no business can survive, let alone thrive, without that piece. So keep that in mind. Think about it. Do a honest assessment of where you need that balance and what professional knowledge workers you might need to tap into. And that's today's episode. Thanks for listening.